This is Dr. Olivero dictating for January the 4th, 2022. The first patient is Patricia Merlo. The last name is M-E-R-L-O. First name, Patricia. Clinical, number one, clinical case of a 91-year-old white female that is following the office because of the presence of CKD stage 4, period. The CKD is related to nephrosclerosis associated to hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and the aging process, period. The patient had the latest evaluation on December the 24th, 2021. At that time, the serum creatinine 1.93, the BUN 49, and the estimated GFR remains at 22 mLs per minute. There is no evidence of significant proteinuria. There is no evidence of the activity of the urinary sediment, period.
It's good.
Number two, the patient
so zinc 50
Number two, the patient has anemia that is, has been followed by the cancer specialists of Florida. The patient has been given RNSP, A-R-E-N-E-S-P, by that office. In the examination that we have on December the 24th of 2022, the hemoglobin is 8.3, hematocrit 27, and platelet count 272. Period. The caregiver was instructed to call the cancer specialist for them to give follow-up every 2 weeks, get the RNS or iron as required, and according to the results that they obtained from that office at the time of the visits. Following number. The patient has been improving gradually. The patient is accepting pureed, P-U-R-E-E-D, food. And the last determination of albumin is 3.7. When I had the opportunity to see her during the telehealth visit, the patient was in sitting up position and she was trying to answer the questions. Period. There is definite improvement. However, it is going to be a very slow process. Period. Recommendation regarding diet were given in terms of high protein and high calorie content diet. Following number, hypothyroidism that is on replacement therapy. The T4 is with the normal limits as well as the TSH, and there is a slight decrease of the T3. We continue with the same approach of 125 micrograms of levothyroxine on a daily basis. Following number, the patient has a potassium of 5.8. She is no longer hyperkalemic. Following number, the patient has adrenal insufficiency on fludrocortisone. 0.1 milligrams PO daily. Fludrocortisone, F-L-U-D-R-O-C-O-R-T-I-S-O-N-E. 0.1 milligram PO daily. Period. We know that, following number, we know that this patient had a hip fracture.
No, he goes to Advent. He prefers Advent. He does not like
Yes, ma'am. I went ahead.
welcome. I sure will, hon. Uh-huh, bye-bye.
The patient had a fracture of the hip, as mentioned, as mentioned before. The right hip started to have a relapsing luxations. Eventually, the patient was transferred to Tampa General Hospital, and the decision of remove the prosthesis was done. This patient does not have the head of the femur, and the right hip has healed. Period. She's not able to stand up, but she's sitting up very well. At the present time, we are going to continue with the high protein and high caloric intake in order to improve the malnutrition. Continue with the administration of the ESA, and we will monitor the case in about 6 weeks with laboratory workup. We spend 10 minutes reviewing the lab. And in the face-to-face, in the telehealth, we spend 15 minutes and 5 minutes with the documentation.